With the grand final on tonight, it's time to take a look back at what has been an extraordinary season of Australian Ninja Warrior. What a way to kick off the show. Ben Fordham, one half of the two hosts, of course, with Beck Madden, joins us. Ben, good morning.
I'm the ugly half, Aubrey. Good morning to you.
Now, Ben, it has been an absolute phenomenon, Ninja Warrior. And with the grand final happening tonight, you must be so pumped.
Oh, well, look, I can't quite believe it. I mean, it's actually finished stronger this week than that record-breaking first week, and it's only been on air for 3 weeks. So, like, I know on Sunday night, for example, there were more than 3 million people tuning in around the country, and those numbers are kind of unheard of these days for commercial TV. So, Channel 9 can't quite believe it. I know it's been a big boost for all the other TV networks as well, because it's given them an indication that if you make a TV show that the whole family is going to watch, then you can get some of those record numbers again. But it's also just been a great chance to showcase some epic human beings who just do amazing things with their bodies.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the epic moments you've had on the show. What's the standout memorable moment this season for you?
Oh, look, I'm a bit of a sucker for Andrea Ha, who became the first female competitor to get up the warped wall on Australian Ninja Warrior. And the reason is because there's a guy who's from the UK. We had some people who were there for the filming of the show as part of the international franchise of Ninja Warrior.
Yep.
And they're there to make sure that everything's in order and to make sure the obstacles are tough enough and all that kind of thing. And I was having this chat with one of the guys one day, and I said to him, I was pointing at the warped wall, and I was talking to him about it, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, you won't get a woman up that warped wall in your first season. And I said, why not? Oh. And he said, because it's never happened.
Yeah.
It's never happened in anywhere around the world. And so just being a bit of a brash, cocky Aussie, I just wanted to have a bit of a prediction. So I said, hey, mate, you want to bet about that? He said, yeah, sure.
Because we're not just any country.
We will get a woman up that wall. And I had no idea. But to see Andrea Ha go up the wall on Sunday night, I just thought it was a good one for the girls, a good one for Australia. And the fact that she wasn't able to get up that wall during the heats but then did it in the semi-finals just goes to show that we can do things that sometimes we think we're not going to be able to do.
Ben, I guess one of the other things we wanted to ask was, what was your saddest moment during the show, the person that you felt the most for when they were disqualified?
Oh, look, there were probably a few of them, really. I mean, some of the disqualifications are harsh, particularly when people have got their own challenges, you know. We had a gentleman who was deaf who took on the course and his foot touched the water, so he was disqualified. And you want to be able to say to those people, hey, get up there and have another crack.
Yeah.
But that's just not the way life works. And they get that more than anything. So there were, there were plenty of them who I wished had another crack or could have gone further or faster or whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, you only get one opportunity and everyone's on exactly the same playing field. There's no second shot. There's no different course for women and different course for men. It's human being versus obstacle course, and on grand final night tonight we'll find out whether someone's going to go all the way to the top of Mount Midoriyama and claim the $100,000 prize money. But keep in mind, overseas it's taken years and years and years for someone to actually complete the course.
Yeah, that final rope climb as well is just insane. I saw that on the American one. It's like 20, how tall is it? Like 20-something metres?
Yeah, 20 metres or so up, and you've only got a limited amount of time to be able to get up there. But you know, the interesting thing about, and I suppose it's about our human beings in general, is that we just adapt to situations and to challenges. And like overseas, when people first had a crack at it, they were like, there's no way in the world you could do that. But then they keep coming back and keep having a go and keep on practicing, and then eventually someone does it. So we'll see how Aussies go tonight, because we know that we punch above our weight.
All right, brilliant. Tonight, so the grand final, Australian Ninja Warrior. Ben, it's been an absolute phenomenon for very good reason. Thanks very much, mate, and have a great night tonight.
Guys, thanks for supporting the show, and g'day to everyone in Albury.